All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Glad to have you with us. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. These guys are awesome. I've got another very, very good friend that needed the Carolina Flooring Specialist number one day last week. And so I imagine that everything went great and Tim Worley and is going to set an appointment to come up and see you. Zach, we get busy in life, right? You're busy right now.
Yes.
Let's say you had your 10,000 square foot mansion right now, and someone said, "Hey, I want to come over and do some stuff at your house." You can't do it, dude.
Can't.
You got baseball this afternoon.
Too much stuff going on.
You had four games in one day.
We did. Three at the same time.
So you're juggling. Everybody's juggling. Here's what you don't want to do. Don't do the DIY stuff. Let them come in. They do everything. They move everything out of your garage. They cover it up. They move everything back into your garage. Your garage floor is going to look awesome. Just let these folks do it and take care of it. And bottom line is it will be awesome. You're going to love it. Because I know, hey, not everybody does four games in one day, but people are busy out there. Your garage flooring specialist, 404-8158. Again, 404-8158. It's our great friend at Carolina Flooring Specialist. .com. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. That's our Northland Communication phone lines. On our text lines, 986-1566. On our Twitter feed is at Mickey Plyler and at Mr. Orr 24. Let's get some text line stuff. You want to do this?
Sure.
Chad in Greenville says, "Congrats, Mickey, on the handsome little fella." Thank you, Chad. He said that at some point, is he talking about you, the handsome little fella?
I think he's talking about you.
It says at some point D-Rad will say enough is enough. His track record says that. I don't know. I think this. I know this about Dan Radakovich. I know Dan Radakovich wants to win in basketball here. I know he is. That's one of the most important things to him. And because I sat down, I had this conversation with his office when he showed me the new plans for Little John, what he wanted to do. And he made it very, very clear. I was talking to someone from Georgia Tech the other day, and I was asking about their football guy, and they like him, and their basketball stuff and baseball stuff, what all's going on there. And he goes, "Man, you know," he said, "we've been through some athletic director changes and things that are going on." And he says, we were so much better when Radakovich was here. And I believe that. I know I've talked to Dan, and I know Dan has huge plans for basketball. But the main thing is he wants to support Brad Brunell and give him every chance in the world to do everything he can to get this program to its potential, full potential. I know that. I've had that conversation. Mike is in Anderson, 654-ROAR. Good morning, Mike. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey Plyler. I checked in late. I've only been listening about 30 minutes. I'm sure you have filled in everybody, but wanted an update on the little fella and how the mom's doing and all of those things.
Mike, you are so kind. Drake was born last Tuesday. Everything was great. Doctors, hospitals, nurses, support staff, food. Everything was great. Combinations were great. We got him home on Thursday. Man, our community's been so great to us. He's growing. He's becoming more alert. You know, I didn't realize all this is new to me, man. There's so many things that happened. I didn't know it happening, but Meredith is doing great in her recovery. And boy, I tell you, man, having a little baby, it's hard on you physically and emotionally and mentally and all that stuff. She's doing wonderful. And man, we Ashley, if we could change anything about the whole thing, what would you change? Said nothing. It's just been a blessing, and he's awesome. And to be honest with you, I love being here and I love this job. I can't wait for 901. I'm going to speed home and go get a chance to be with a little fella again.
There you go. Now, I'm guessing from what I heard from Zach, one day last week after much consideration, you and Meredith you did decide to name him after me, his middle name, correct?
Michael, right? You're right. Michael? We considered, okay. we thought that Snap Hook would have been one. You know, we thought about Tater Chicken Hater, but we went with Michael instead. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that, Mickey. Look here. You guys just talked about it. I don't know how much of the basketball's been talked about this morning. Not going to say anything that we all know, and I know Brad Brownell's a nice guy. I know we don't talk about coaches losing their job. He just signed an extension last year. But I'm going to put you on the spot, and based on your conversations with Dan Radakovich, as you just alluded to, how many more seasons of high expectations and low production, say if this season repeats itself next season, there's a good possibility it does, because I think there are, what, four starters graduate this year. How much longer does this go on before somebody decides, you know, there just has to be a change? And I know I'm putting you on the spot, but just in your opinion from covering Tiger sports for so long and what you know about how Dan Radakovich operates, I wonder if you'd take a shot at that. And congratulations, and thanks a lot, Mitch.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. It's a tough question, but, Zach, it's a fair question, right? I don't think in a small community where you – eat with these people, you see them at grocery stores and restaurants, and you see them, you know, it's tougher to talk about, you know, people's job security. I think that's different than if I lived in New York City and I went to, you know, never see the guys. So that's tough. Like, you got a Tiger calls night, you know, do it. But I don't blame Mike there. I think that's a very fair question.
Absolutely.
Tough, but fair. And so I'll address it. It might sound a little bit like I'm dodging it, but I'm not. I don't have all the information in front of me. I don't know exactly buyout details. I don't know exactly budget compared to, what's our recruiting budget compared to everybody else's? What's our overall operating budget compared to everybody else's? Have we given all of our coaches everything they need to be successful? Have we given them all of the support that they need? Have we given them the time that they need? One thing I think that the fans that they bring up, that I don't think they're wrong about, is that you know, he's had time. I agree with that. On the other side of that argument, though, and being fair, first of all, Zach, you agree with that. He's had time, right?
Sure.
But on the other side of that, Clemson basketball is different than Clemson football or Clemson baseball, correct?
In what way?
As far as time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, rebuilding – I could be the only guy in the world who thinks this. I think Dabo Swinney took over a worse program than Brad Brunell took over. But a base was here for past success and for support and for priority that he was able to take it to a higher level than I think Clemson basketball will ever be. But the expectations are different for Clemson football than they are for basketball.
That is accurate on okay. all accounts.
And fair.
Mm-hmm.
So it... What I do know is this, that Dan Radakovich, in the conversation I had with him on an afternoon back, this is before Little John was done, and what he was trying to do, and this was during the renovation. Remember, we took a tour of it and everything when we were going through it all.
Yep.
He sat me down and he said, look, we're going to win here in basketball. It's very, very important for me to win here in basketball, and this facility is a big part of that. I think that he wants to do everything he can to give the guy a chance to be successful. And the hope is that he will, and I'm not sure that he can't. I'm not saying any of those things. But there would be a point in time, I think Mike is right, there would be a point in time about where you say, you know what, we're not getting out what we're putting in. Now, we've not put in a whole lot for 100 years, so for the most part, we've gotten out what we put into it. There will be that breaking point at some point in time, if you don't win, that he'll have to make that decision. I just don't think it's fair in being fair to everybody. I don't know what that is. I don't know what those expectations are. And I don't know... I know those decisions wouldn't be made till after seasons, this, next, the following one, 20 years from now, whatever it might be. But are you getting better? Are you moving in the right direction? I will tell you this. Here's a personal thought. And I've run this by people in past coaching moves in the past. I've never talked about Clemson men's basketball this way to someone. No, I can't get it back. And certain guys I did during the Larry Schott years, I might have done this before. 2 points. I sat down with the Clemson administrator one time, and they were talking about football and talking about making moves. And the guys, we were at lunch. We were over in Pendleton at a lunch place. And he goes, hey, what do you think? We make a move or not? What's your input on this? I said, have you given a guy everything he needs to be successful? And if you have, then hold him accountable. That's a George Steinbrenner move. I'm going to give you all the tools you need to be successful to the level that I have you in, my expectations that I have for you. But I'm going to hold you accountable for it. And that's very fair.
Has that happened to Clemson?
I don't know that. I don't know. I'm not privy to the information to say, how does this budget, how does this support, how does this compare to other programs? I don't know.
New facility. New building.
Ben Millsap, I had a conversation the other day. I said, how does it compare to Duke, Wake Forest, North Carolina, NC State, Virginia, Miami, Georgia Tech? I don't go to this place. I don't know those. Practice facilities, support, staff support.
Sure.
We're not privy to all that. But the other side of that would be anytime I would consider a personnel move, I've got to consider risk reward. Is it going to be worth the risk to make a move? Buyout aside, are you willing to go backwards? I got this way with the Clemson baseball program. Clemson baseball program was pretty consistent. But in my opinion, and I've said this on the air, and this is hard because we're the flagship station, we got to be careful about stuff. But in my opinion, I thought it's time to make a move. And actually, I thought it was time before to make a move in Clemson baseball. And they ended up doing it. And my point was that I was willing to go backwards in order for a chance to go more forward. Does that make sense?
There's also circumstances and instances that are not the norm that you take a chance and make that move and you improve. We're looking at women's basketball here, right?
Yes.
They're better than they were under Coach Smith.
But were you, when you made the move from Coach Smith to, mm-hmm. to Coach Butler, mm-hmm. were you willing to go backwards?
100%.
But that point case was, at that point in time in women's basketball, there was not a whole lot of backwards to go.
Sure.
In Clemson basketball right now, there is backwards to go.
I don't think baseball went backwards from when Leggett left till now.
No, baseball has moved forward. But here's the thing. Were you willing the risk to go backwards in baseball? And I had gotten to the point where, yes, I was willing to take that risk to go backwards.
So let me ask you this. His last two coaching changes have both immediately paid dividends.
Amanda Butler and Monty Lee. Right.
Immediately.
Yes.
Does that affect your decision going forward with another possible vacancy down the road?
Let's do apples to apples.
Mm-hmm.
How does the competition, how does the state, how do the levels of recruits in the state, how does your rival in South Carolina, how does the ACC compare? In women's basketball, very similar. Because the ACC and South Carolina are very, very good. Actually, women's basketball won't be tougher. Working with less coming in, but chances for upper mobility. And you know what? Same thing in ACC baseball. Pretty similar, right?
Yeah.
To one of the two or three best leagues in the country and all that kind of stuff. But your history. Women's basketball history was worse than Clemson men's basketball history, but baseball was better than Clemson men's basketball history, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think you consider those things. I will tell you this. In the argument on and again, I'm playing ping pong myself. I'm on purpose because I want to consider all sides, right?
Sure.
On that side of are you willing to go backwards? I will tell you right now, in this league, in the old day, while Duke and Virginia and North Carolina are really, really good, Virginia taking Louisville and Florida State and Syracuse are kind of pretty good. NC State, I guess, kind of pretty good. There's a lot of bad, bad basketball in this league right now. Pittsburgh and Wake Forest and Georgia Tech and Miami and Notre Dame and Boston College, those are bad basketball teams. So are you willing, do you want to start over? There are men and women out there that are trying to decide right now, do I get a divorce or not? There are men and women right now that are trying to decide, do I break up or not? I'm sure Krista looks in the mirror every day and goes, man, I need to get rid of this guy or not. No. There are people who are trying to decide, you know, am I willing to take a risk to take this new job? Am I willing to start over? I don't think Dan Rather coach has a hard time starting over. He's proven that. But balancing the idea of what if it gets worse? Can you live with Clemson basketball the way it is? Because what if it gets worse?
This is all a speculative conversation as well. Because from what we know and what we've been told from outside sources or inside sources, if you will, Radakovich backs Brunell.
100%.
100%.
And he should.
Yeah.
100%. I told you, man, the guy is competitive and the guy wants to win in basketball. And he wants to, he's going to support his basketball coach with facilities support until the point where he doesn't.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it. He's going to support him until he doesn't. And now's not the time he's making those. Now, you're always evaluating. Don't let anybody fool you. You're always evaluating your program, where you are. But on these kinds of things, I don't think there'll be a change at the end of the year.
Has he ever made a change in season in his career?
I don't know enough about the Georgia Tech days. Here in Clemson,
I don't think so.
No. I personally think Brad Brunell's going to be back next year.
Yeah, we're not saying he needs to get fired mid-season. This is just back and forth.
But Michael's point was a fair question.
Yeah.
At what point, what would it have to be? Unfortunately, Michael, I'm not dancing around your question when I answer this. I don't know what that number is. That's a moving target. I'm not sure if there is a number. Is it, or if it is NCAA tournament. You know, Terry Don Phillips told Tommy Bowden, in order to keep your job, you got to win the division this year. And when he lost to Wake Forest and it looked pretty clear they weren't going to win a division, it's pretty clear what they're going to do, right?
Ask them.
Is there a line that can be drawn in the sand with Clemson basketball? I don't know that. I also don't get paid to make those decisions.
Should it be another tournament berth after last year's success? Especially considering the pieces you brought back?
For some reason, in Clemson basketball, we seem like the positives turn into negatives and negatives stay negative. Last year's Sweet 16 team should be a positive, but we've turned this into a negative that the expectations rose. And of all the things you say about this team right now,
yeah,
and the season's not over, and I think they're going to beat Florida State. I think they're going to beat Boston College. I think they'll beat Pittsburgh. I think they lose North Carolina. I think they beat Notre Dame. I think they beat Syracuse. I think they might make turn. But really, this team has not lived up to the preseason expectation. I think that's fair.
You talk about it being a negative. I don't know if it's necessarily a negative in terms of expectations for the team as a whole. It's turned into a negative because you struck out on the recruiting trail, didn't you?
With Zion and with Josiah James.
Yeah.
I do think, well, if Zion Williamson was here right now, there's a Zion hangover. There's no doubt about that. On all those December games, November games where nobody shows up and the place is empty, if Zion was here, it wouldn't be the case.
Where Duke didn't send a member of their media to go cover that press conference, if you recall.
Because there was not. And there's three Duke websites that cover recruiting.
Yeah.
And they cover it like the Duke covers the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Duke covers the South, whatever. No one was there because they didn't think they were getting him. And everybody crystal balled to Clemson. And so here's the thing, Zach. You can't blame a Clemson fan for being disappointed with that and having a hangover with that. And then the very next five-star, the one in South Carolina, the best player to come to South Carolina in the last few years, and you lead on him, and he cancels his Duke trip, and you get your hopes all up high again, and then he says Rick Barnes and Tennessee rather than you, then it's not the fans' fault for feeling disappointment with that. And then you come out, and you don't play all the great in November, December, and it's not the fans' fault for that, for feeling like, man, we were so close and we won't take the next step. That's not their fault. And it's foolish to blame fans for feeling that way, I think. Anyway, CATEECHEE.com. Greg Rushen, the general manager there, came by the hospital with his wife, one of his daughters, and it's always good to see them, man. He said that they had a staff meeting. All they talked about was Drake for the final couple minutes of, and that's great to hear. I will tell you this. Friends, we are in the last 10 days. Yeah, last 10 days of winter special at Katichi. 4250? And my mind's going crazy now. 4250. We're in the last 10 days of it. It's going to be a little bit wet this week. This weekend looks better. Next week looks better. Make your plans today. Go by and take advantage of it. These rates are going to—they're going to go up. I mean, let's face it, they're going to go up when weather gets good in March. But get over to Katichi. Had someone send an email. My days run together now. About thanks for turning it on, and said we went and we'll be back. So go by and see them. CATEECHEE.com. Lessons, fitting, everything is there. Take care of it now. Get your first introduction to one of the most beautiful golf courses that you're going to play and an unbelievable piece of property, great clubhouse, and a very friendly staff that's going to take care of you and make you feel like $1 million on a day. I'll talk about a good news segment with Katichi. That's what it is. CATEECHEE.com over in Hartwell, Georgia. Short drive to a lot of happiness over there with those folks. A break. We'll come back. Open phone lines, text, tweets, reaction Monday. More after this.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Start your day off right with a country ham biscuit. Traditionally cured, grilled country ham served on a made-from-scratch biscuit. For a limited time, get two country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
If you're looking for a great passenger car tire or great all-terrain for your truck, look no farther than Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley. Yokohama Ascend GT and the Yokohama Geolander AT G015, the Ascend GT carries a 65,000-mile limited tread life warranty with a smooth and quiet ride. The Geolander AT G015 is perfect for the highway and off-road when it's required. Give Steve's Tire and Service a call at 859-1361 or online at stscnow.com.
Each day, Anderson School District 5's Operational Services Team serves more than 13,000 wonderful students in our community. If you're interested or know someone who is interested in joining Anderson School District 5's team as a custodian, bus driver, food service member, or school technology associate, you're invited to participate in their planned career fair, Monday, February the 18th at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road. The career fair will be from 2 until 6 p.m., and each department will have representatives available to provide information, answer your questions, and assist while applying for employment while attending. Each hour of the event, they'll be giving away a $100 gift card. They look forward to seeing you all who are interested in joining the support team, the Anderson School District 5 Job Fair, February the 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road in Anderson.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Who is responsible for this?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies. flies by in the yellow and green.
Buddy, you have to remind me who this is.
George?
Yep. Costanza.
I think it's Ezra is the last name. E-Z-R-A.
E-Z-R-A. Got it. Good stuff.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun.
Welcome back.
I wish Don Munch would say, Trevor Lawrence back in shotgun. And then say, hit me with the horns, Tony.
It is Tony. We've been told by multiple people.
Tony? In the shotgun. Hey, Prime Lending. PrimeLendingSC.com. I've got a couple of emails from Mark and the team over there about just ways to protect your investment, ways to look at your investment and your home being your biggest investment. And Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com, really it all starts with a conversation. It all starts with an inquiry. It all starts with maybe an email or reckon off a phone call. It's a 349-0160. Now, Prime Lending is a Plains Capital company. It's one of the largest banks in America, and Prime Lending is a big part of that. And what that means is that these very very talented, very qualified men and women there do an awesome job of getting you the kind of loan you need and how you need it and when you need it. So I want you to think about Prime Lending. Contact them, learn more about their process, their careers, all their great resources that they have on these websites to make it so easy and so simple for you. Buying a home, remodeling a home, or really thinking about a refinance situation. Prime Lending can help you. PrimeLendingSC.com. 654-ROAR. Jimmy is in Spartanburg. Good morning, Jimmy. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey. I don't think there's a large clamor in, well, there might be some clamor for him to run Brad Bernal, but I think the biggest thing he needs to be worried about, if they started to treat the basketball program like the Alliance for Football, you just kind of watch it, but you don't get excited about it. You really don't care who lose or win, you just kind of watch it, and then you just kind of, And I think that's the biggest worry for him if you make Clemson basketball. And I think it's headed to
You know, Jimmy, the fan base got a hard time in November, December about not showing up for games. And I understand people that support the program wanted that. I always say if you give them a reason to show up, they'll show up. But what we saw in the Virginia Tech game on a Saturday, and Clemson was in a winning streak, and it was a big game, the fan base showed up for that. There's a lot of problems around Clemson basketball. When you win, they show up around here. When you don't win, they don't. And it's very, very simple. And of all the problems we've got with this, with anything in this world, Clemson fans aren't the problem. I've seen it before. I've been in Little John before where number four Clemson's playing number two Wake Forest, and you couldn't hear yourself. I'm sitting beside a Kyle Boxer. We couldn't hear ourselves talking to each other. Clemson will support basketball when it wins. It's not the fans' fault through any of this.
No, because they've gone through a lot, and
right.
And like I said, it starts to get numbing. Now, if I had my way, if there is a change. The one thing I wish Clemson would do, they got money now. The school has become national because of the football program.
Right.
You mean, you can buy a hat in Seattle now with the Clemson logo on it. So we're getting out there. And so we should have money. I wish if there is a change one day that they go out and really, just put a little money into it and let's see what happens. Not in so much in facility, but let's put money into a guy and see what happens.
Well, I do think this. I think that one of the issues, and Jimmy, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot for checking in with us. I do think one of the issues is that we haven't expected enough. I think that we make excuses in Clemson basketball. I think we talk about around here, it's tough. Well, Duke's good. North Carolina's good. The league's tough. I don't think we've expected enough. And I know this. I don't think we've demanded enough. I think we ought to demand more and see what you get out of that. Milton is up next. Milton, thanks for hanging on, my friend. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. Hey, real quick before I talk about Coach Brownell, I received a great honor last week. I get to share the same birthday with Drake Plyler.
How about that, man? And Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, and my brother-in-law, strangely enough. But anyway.
Well, happy birthday. Many more.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you, buddy.
Now, on Coach Brownell, a different twist to this thing about changing coaches. Look around the league. Roy Williams, Krzyzewski, Boeheim, Leonard Hamilton. All those guys are getting kind of old. They're going to have to go through some sort of change in the next few years. Who knows? North Carolina might get a Matt Doherty. Coach K might have a back issue and have to retire, and we get Pete, whatever his name was, again. You know, Florida State steps back. Boeheim quits cheating, and they, you know, go over to Denny's and have breakfast or whatever. So we got a chance now. If we remain consistent with our coaching staff, to maybe be that coach that has stability. Okay, I hear you guys about recruiting, but if you've watched this team play, this is one of the better defensive teams that we've had in a while. This team is not bad. They've just been snake bitten because, look, there's three games that they should have won or could have won. And we'd be talking a whole different story. I think they'd be 8-4 now, tied for fourth place.
If this team won the 2-point game at NC State, they got it and hit the three. The Miami got it and hit the running jumper there. It's a 1-point loss. And if the ball goes in with the Louisville game, you know, Newman's rebound goes back up and goes in, then now you're talking about 8 and
then you got Florida State.
Four.
We had a chance at Florida State.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
so, I mean,
that was a 9-point loss. You know, but that's three games of 4 points. At the same time, you know, there's a close win in there too. They were down to St. Paul pretty late in the game. Those teams, sometimes, you know, Akron, you won by three. That was a comeback by Akron later on there. But look, the point is well taken that, you know, if you just.
The shift in the league could be coming.
Yeah. But are you confident that they're not? I mean, look, I think Duke and North Carolina, it's like Alabama or whatever. They're going to hire a good coach, all that kind of stuff. I'm worried about Clemson. I'm not worried about Duke, North Carolina. I want to do what's best for Clemson, and I want Clemson to win and to be successful.
So. I agree, and I also hear this whole thing about, well, it was like Tommy Bowden. We were one play away.
Yeah.
And we made a change and look where we are now. So I hear both sides of that argument, but this team is not bad.
No, this is not a bad basketball team. This is not a bad basketball team. Totally agree with that.
Yeah. All right, Mick.
Thank you, Milton. Appreciate the phone call. Let's get Doug in Walhalla in this segment, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Doug. How you doing?
Good morning, Mrs. Congrats again.
Thank you, friend. I appreciate that.
I know you're proud, Papa.
Oh, very proud.
So I hop back in the car. I don't mean to change the subject. Obviously, you're talking about defensive basketball, but you're just custom made for this topic, and I really want to know your opinion. I asked Brad and Ben last week about it and couldn't wait for you to get back. But I'll take your words off the air. But I just want to get your opinion on this Matt Kuchar deal where he goes down and wins 1.3 mil and then throws his rent-a-caddy 5 G's for the week. So I'll take your response off air. And again, congrats on the daddy thing.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate the phone call. On our podcast, we spent about 20 minutes, or not 20, we spent 15 minutes on this earlier. I'm going to quickly recap it. Zach and I disagreed. Zach, I'm going to let you give you a recap here of a second, because, you know, things changed a little bit here. Matt Kuchar's played in 433 tournaments. He's only won 9 now. It's his first win in 4 years.
What's his career earnings? Do we have that number?
I do have that number, as a matter of fact, in here somewhere. I could find all that. I'll put it this way. I know this. His net worth right now is between $20 and $25 million.
He's not struggling for money.
No, he's not struggling for money. And we did find this out. J-Dub sent this in. His caddy was at a reunion. So, you know, they had a fill-in caddy, a local fill-in caddy. And they did agree upon a certain amount. And
they agreed on $3,000.
Right. And then he won, so he gave him two more thousand. A normal caddy would have won $130,000, got, you know, paid $130,000. He gave him $2,000 for $5,000. The big thing is he made a mistake when he said, and it got public, and he made a mistake when he said, for a guy who makes $300 a day, $5,000 a week is pretty good. Shouldn't have said that. That was a PR nightmare. They've now set it back on 50. Should have get 50 to begin with. People made good points. He's not getting the yardages like Norm McCaddy would, but look, the guy won. He did the job. He got him home. You're not going to miss it. Kuchar is paying a pretty high price right now that could have been avoided had he just done the right thing to begin with, like he's done almost his entire career so far. It's a great example, Zach, of all it takes is one blip to change years of goodwill. And his brand suffered a little bit. Had he been smart about it, had his management been smart about it, they would have, I think I'm right with saying this, after the guy asked for it, they went back and they told him no. It came out, and that's when he came up with the comment that, hey, man, $5,000 is pretty good for a guy making $200 a week. There's like, he mismanaged it. His management mismanaged it. It was some bad quotes in there. Should have been avoided. Your thoughts, quickly?
I mean, again, I understand the side of the unwritten rule aspect of it, and that's fine. And he made right by it for those people. But
he did make right by it. And his other comments that I think hopefully are very telling about Matt Kuchar is when he said, after I read my comments, I cringe. That's not who I am and not who I want to be.
I get that as well, but I might have respected him more if he stuck to his guns. We agreed on it
that.
And paid it off.
And I do think it's a great example of, we don't really know, man. We don't know who these people are, and we don't know who they're about. I'm not going to judge Matt Kuchar on being a bad guy because it's one incident. I am going to judge him on not handling his business the way he should have handled it, the way he's handled it for 20 years of his career.
Does he have a house locally? Did I read that in text?
Yeah, up in the cliffs.
Yeah.
He's got a house up there. So, note to all celebrities, the cameras are running, the microphones are running. If you do care about your image, some people don't care about their image. Some people don't, right? Yeah. That's obvious, right?
Yeah.
But if you care about your image, Nick Saban didn't care about his image, right?
No.
If you care about your image, then know that social media is out there and you will be judged fairly or unfairly.
If either one of us ever strikes it big, there are literally thousands of hours podcasted of us saying dumb stuff.
Yes.
It'll come back.
And Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But know that we are judged more now than we've ever been judged because we have, or at least there's access to it now that people are going to put their opinion out there, and that's fine. I do think that we don't know people though. We don't know Matt Kuchar. We don't know this caddy. We don't know who's good guy or bad guy, but we certainly rush to judgment with that. And what I would have done this. You don't have any idea what you'd have done. I would like to think that I'd have done the right thing to begin with. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have any idea what you'd do till you're in that situation.
Sure.
Right. Anyway, hey, let me give you a little thought about Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I cannot wait to take my son down to play Palmetto Dunes one day and get that winter golf fix. Boy, on Hilton Head right now, these pleasant temperatures are doing great. My niece was in Hilton Head yesterday and said it was a great weekend there. Now, the golf packages, stay-and-play packages, couple retreat, the deluxe stay-and-play packages, there's a complete package guide. When I get emails on this all the time. The lessons are there all the time. A great staff, Doug Weaver and his great staff are there all the time. They want to make you happy, man. They want to make sure they do everything, go above and beyond, and they do it at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. On our golf report today, J.B. Holmes won the Genesis Open at Pacific Palisades, California. It was Dustin Johnson finished tied for ninth. He was 7 under par. Scott Brown finished 2 under par, tied for 37th. Bill Haas, 1 over, tied for 51st. Sam Saunders and Kyle Stanley missed the cut for the week. So not a good week for those guys, but nice week for a couple of local guys Dustin Johnson finishing the top 10 after pretty good, bad start, but he got better every single day after that. That's our Palmetto Golf Report. Tomorrow we'll tell you about our men's golf program and what they did here down in Puerto Rico. So, and also tell you about Bryson Nimmer, some stuff he's doing after that as well. So, Palmetto Golf Report, brought to my great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Again, the beautiful oceanfront resort. These packages, these where they put these packages together, really is amazing. To see all of those and all the details, go to Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com or call them, and they've got an executive there that's waiting on you right now. And can sign you up and get your accommodations plan, your vacation plan at PalmettoDunes.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Final segment right after this.
With only a few games left in ACC play, Brad Brunell and his Tigers hoops team host Leonard Hamilton and rival Florida State in hopes of sending the Seminoles back to Tallahassee with an L. Pre-game starts at 8:30 p.m. with a 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
When you need catering, you need Your Pie of Clemson. That's right, Your Pie now offers catering with new menu items that include fresh baked pasta like cheesy Alfredo, meatball marinara, and pesto chicken. Delicious panini platters like the Italian, turkey club, ham and cheese, fresh Caesar, Greek, and caprese salads. And all your favorite fresh mouth-watering pizzas, plus chips, brownies, drinks, and more. Place your order today, 643-4180. Your Pie of Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
Hi, I'm Kathy.
And I'm Chet.
I lost 60 pounds on the Health Dare, and I was off my CPAP machine within 30 days.
I lost 83 pounds of fat, and I'm off all my blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medicine.
If you're considering doing this program, don't wait another minute.
The coaches are fantastic, and the program is fantastic. This is the best investment we've ever made.
We tried everything, and this really works.
It's so easy and sustainable. We now have the tools to keep ourselves healthy for a lifetime.
We can travel, enjoy our 8 grandkids, and have the retirement we deserve. If you're skeptical, we were too. Take our word for it and call 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
That's 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
I dare you.
Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME for your free consultation or go to idaregreenville.com. I dare you.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn and Garden and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn and Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list, and AutoZone has the free services to help you do it, like our free Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the real problem, saving you time and money down the road. Want help from a pro? We can help with that too. Keep your engine running clean. Buy one STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
He's a celebrity, but he has a simple soul.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Hey, welcome Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. Donnie's been doing it for 50 years. That looked like he's been doing 50. He's been doing it for 50 years. And Russell and now the staff, the family and the staff, and Joni and all the great folks over there want you to know that 6 days a week, walk-ins are welcome. This is a time of year where small businesses, I hope that you're prepared for the new tax code. No one really is. That in the end you need a tax preparer more now than ever because of these new tax codes. Small businesses, you can make or break you sometimes with these decisions that you have to make. Let them do all this for you. The deep staff there, the very talented staff there, the staff that knows more about this, been studying all these new tax codes, ready to implement it and put it ready for you and everything you need there at the Patterson's Tax Service. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. It's our friends, 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. On Twitter, John writes in, we're losing four starters off this year's team. Are we going to go backwards anyway? Let's do this right quick, Mr. Or 24. Let's look at roster for next year for Clemson basketball. I hate skipping over this year. We're not on to. What do you always say in football? We're on to Syracuse. We're on to this.
Sure.
Next year could be tough in that you're going to lose the senior class of Shelton Mitchell, Javon White, David Scarra, Marquise Reed. So that's, what's that, four said? And Eli Thomas, five. So five seniors would be gone.
White's a senior?
Yep. White's a senior. Now, Jonathan Bear, the forward, he'd be a redshirt junior, will be in there in the post.
Mm-hmm.
Along with Jameson in the post. And, Mir Sims, kind of a four, I would say. The backcourt, Clyde Trapp will be there in the backcourt. John Newman will be in the backcourt. Hunter Tyson will be a three in their system, I would say. Three slash four guys, I guess, guys, for the most part there. And now you got some kids coming in. Let me make sure I've got all the guys here coming in and where they might get to. As far as the incoming class, you have 2020. Seven runners. Yeah. Point guard, Al Amir Dawls will be here from Elizabeth, New Jersey. And then two guards, 2'6" guards, Alex Hemingway from Indiana, and Chase Hunter. Hunter is the four-star, top 150 kind of player, I think, that could fit in there. I think Dawls and Hunter are going to have to play. I think it's pretty simple, right? Trapp has shown signs. Newman, a few signs in there. But pretty clear that Dawls and Hunter had to come in and play, I think pretty much right away. Outside of Trapp and Newman, there's really not a whole lot of depth there. The wing guys, that's going to be Sims and Hunter Tyson a little bit in there maybe. And then Jameson and Bear down low. So I would think that experience-wise at least, I think there's a drop back, right? A little bit of a step backwards.
Absolutely.
You lose five seniors on
four, maybe five. Jamin Wayne has another year of eligibility left.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Okay. List as a senior.
Yeah.
But
he was a grad transfer with 2 years left.
2 years left.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that would help. Because he, at times he's shown some signs, right? That's fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Good Jersey Jack up here, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Jersey Jack. How you doing?
Oh, doing great. Good to hear your voice again, Mickey. Congratulations on Drake and everything. And I know you're going to be a family man now, so you and Meredith are going to be very proud of Drake in the coming years, I'm sure.
Well, no doubt. I really appreciate that. I can't wait for you to meet him. I'm gonna bring him out to the golf course here pretty soon. And as soon as Meredith lets me out, I'm going to get him over there. We're working a short game in putting right off first. We're not going to go full swing yet. We're going to work on putting here. Putting first and then walking after that.
There you go. Hey, I can use a lesson myself. Hey, anyway, just wanted to tell you that I think the basketball program is going to be okay. I mean, basketball is basketball, Clemson. been following for 50 years, and it's been a tough hole for a lot of years. But, you know, it's something to do when we're in football season and spring practice. So it's okay.
I would like for that to change, though. I mean, look, you and I have both been around here years where – what was your last? I don't want to date you too much in here. What was your last years here?
I played soccer 68 and 71, graduated in 72.
Okay, so there's some fairly lean basketball years in there too. Then, but man, as soon as you left, there were some great years in there. But we've seen that before. I'd like for that not to be the case. But you're right. Look, I got to be honest with you, Jack. I said this in my sociological experiment this weekend. Well, first, my own self, I can't say anything because I had a baseball game on and Clemson basketball on. The baseball game I had on my big screen 70-inch TV, and my basketball game I had on an iPad watching it. So I know that. Yep. And then I go to TigerNet and Tiger Illustrated and 247 and stuff, and the posts are about Clemson baseball, an opening series, rather than a crucial ACC contest on the road in basketball. So that's kind of who we are sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I tape all the basketball games when I'm out of town, and we went to the baseball game Saturday, and after watching the first half of the basketball game and listened to Don, call the rest of the game, and it was a tough loss, but we've had three of them, so we gotta really kind of get through them, I think.
Yeah. So let me get this right. You were watching the basketball game, but you left to go to the baseball game.
Yeah, watched the doubleheader Saturday.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, I think that says a little bit there, too. But that was a home versus an away. If Clemson basketball is playing at the same time Clemson baseball, you might, and both of them are at home, would you choose differently? There's some decisions. What is hard this time because Louisville and the home game was here in baseball?
Yeah. I mean, if it's a good, I have season baseball tickets, I don't have season basketball tickets.
There you go.
So, it's like you pick and choose what you can go to. But, I mean, let's face it, everybody loves to watch Clemson basketball win. There's no question about it. We love to watch them win. And when we do win, we're very happy. When we don't win, we say, just another year.
Right. My college roommate
we got to get better.
My college roommate played football here once said that when you lose in football, it hurts for 5 days. When you lose in basketball, it hurts for 5 minutes. Now, you play more games than basketball, and you play Wednesday games and Tuesday games and 9 o'clock games and all this kind of stuff. And there's only 12 in football every week. But I tell you, and Clemson football now has gotten to the point where it hurts more than 5 days after a loss in football,
Oh, man. Yeah, especially if you lose one game, you end the season.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point. Man, I can't wait to see you soon.
Looking forward to seeing y'all, and good show, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
Sounds great, buddy. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the phone call. We don't do Tiger calls with Monty Lee, do we? It'd be interesting to hear, what those sounded like compared to, other times in there.
Monty big times us for that.
I get your sense of humor. Maybe they didn't. That was an attempt at a joke.
It was not an attempt. I crushed it.
No, that was a big, big attempt at a joke. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I'll forgive Woody on Twitter.
Woody?
Yeah. Woody says, quote, on Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, my only complaint about Clemson football's recent success is that I have to keep updating my national championship decals on my car. Boy, Clemson football problems, huh?
Boy, am I with Woody on this.
I got a great two-minute drill for you.
Because our friends over at the SEDMV told me I was going to get a 2018 national championship, or 2019, whatever it is, the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me my plate, and it's 2016.
You got to get that thing done.
I ain't happy.
You got to take care of it.
I'm not happy.
I have a great two-minute drill for you.
You want to do that now?
Yes, it's a great two-minute drill. I've been saving this. I hadn't told you this story yet.
You want to do music?
Yes, do music, but no. You go first. I've been saving it. I've not told you this. You're going to love this. Okay. I've not told you this.
Just some scheduling stuff so people are aware of what's going on today. We will have baseball today, not tomorrow. The game was moved due to weather in the area for tomorrow, our forecast weather, that is. 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock first pitch. From 4 until 7, we'll be on the airwaves of WCCP, at which point we will transition to an online broadcast for baseball if the game is still going on. And we will broadcast Brad Brunell's Tiger Calls tonight, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Can't wait to bring it to you all, starting at 3:30 until 7.
All right, my team and Joe brought up by Eric Newton, Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. Heard from Eric this week as well on congratulations notes and feel great about that. EricNewton.com. All your real estate needs, a student, you're looking for a place to live, the place to get is EricNewton.com. I know a guy you can trust.